BBC Radio Berkshire. This is Howard
Hughes, Howard Hughes. Live now at 7:41 to the man to whom technology is a mere bagatelle. It is all so easy for him. For the rest of us, it's difficult, but for Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective, technology's a walk in the park. How are you, Fevzi?
Morning. I'm good. It's a toy box.
What? Yes, exactly. It's a box of chocolates. And you know what happens in a box of chocolates? There's always something different.
And you never know which one you're going to get.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you very much. Tom Hanks, thank you very much for saving me there. Lots to talk about this morning. Want to spend a bit of time on this because it was big news on the BBC and elsewhere yesterday. You know, it comes to something when a technology giant like Samsung, who manufacture a vast proportion of the world's mobile phones and other mobile devices, has to recall its Note 7 flagship device. Because some of them have been bursting into flames. This is a huge story, isn't it?
It is. So the story is that Samsung launched its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, also known as a phablet because it's half phone, half tablet, huge screen. Direct competitor to the forthcoming iPhone, which we expect to be launched on Wednesday. And by the way, it's called the Note 7, which is interesting in itself because its predecessor was the Note 5. But Samsung didn't want to call it the Note 6 because they wanted to make it clear it was a direct competitor to the iPhone 7. So how bad is it for them that they've had to do a massive recall of everything that they've already sold 5 days before their competitor launches?
Well, as they say, you know, pride comes before a fall, doesn't it?
Yeah, but do you know what? First of all, why did this happen? The lithium-ion battery, which is built into the device, and unfortunately, like many mobile phones now, it's not a removable battery, so they're going to have to swap out the whole phone. You can't take the battery out. It's encapsulated. In 35 cases, as of yesterday, reported cases, was found to burst into flames or even explode, either whilst charging or after charging. Samsung don't actually make the batteries like most manufacturers. They buy them in. It's the same technology that's used in other smartphones and other laptops. And we, you know, barely a month goes by, we don't hear about similar problems. Lithium-ion technology is fine when it's everything is, you know, good, no manufacturing flaws. But because of the way in which it works, even a small flaw in the manufacturing can lead to a short circuit, which leads to overheating of the battery and burning or even explosion. So in the long term, I think we have to find a new technology because it's a bit like saying, you know, the plane flies well when it flies, but a small error can lead to a catastrophic failure, and that you shouldn't have a technology like that. But that's where we are at the moment. So to Samsung's credit, they have recalled based on 35 reports out of 2.5 million sales. I think credit to them because other manufacturers in similar situations have waited much longer and sometimes haven't even done the recall. So Samsung have done a voluntary recall. And it's good news for us because actually the products were due to go on sale in the UK yesterday. People were able to pre-order before yesterday, but they were due to go on sale yesterday. That was stopped. Now there'll be a delay of a couple of weeks whilst they ship units with batteries that are not faulty. So I think credit to them. And by the way, just be aware as well that your mobile phone can also have this problem if you damage it. There was a case not long ago of someone with a different brand of mobile phone, cyclist, fell off his bike, hit his mobile phone burst into flames, burned him. The other way in which these sorts of problems happen is when people use cheap and nasty chargers that are not designed well and don't have the requisite safety standards. You know, don't buy a charger that's like £3 or something. Spend a bit of money if you're going to get a charger because bad chargers can also cause similar problems.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, I'm afraid I've gone and done that, Fevzi. I'm going to think again now.
Yeah.
Let's get to the gadget of the week. You know, time is always our enemy, the winged chariot. This is great. This is something that appears to give you a complete recording studio that you can carry around.
It is without exception a complete recording studio that you can carry around. It's an app for the iPad. Okay, so this is, I'm sorry if you're a user of another tablet, but this is designed from the ground up for an iPad. For people that know about these things, it's what's called a digital audio workstation. It's a complete studio in a box, in your iPad. Bigger the screen you have, the better, by the way. If there was ever a reason to buy a full-size iPad Pro, this is it. It's got professional level features on it, so it does full audio recording, which is up to 24 simultaneous tracks of recording at 24-bit and up to 96 kilohertz. Now, that won't
Which is pretty much studio quality at the moment.
It is studio quality at the moment. But who would use this? Musicians would use this. Podcasters would use this. Any broadcaster would use this. You'd be great for this.
Well, I can tick two of those boxes.
Look, for example, it's got a sample player in it, you know, for playback of piano samples. And one of the problems traditionally of this is that the sample size of a recording of each key on a piano is often limited by the amount of space you've got, particularly on a mobile device. What this does is it streams it in real time as the note is being played. It doesn't all have to sit in the RAM memory. It streams it from the solid state drive. Audio time warping as well, so you can stretch tracks in real time without altering their pitch. It also records MIDI, so it's not just audio, but you know the signals that come from electronic keyboards and drum machines and all the rest of that. It can record, edit, and replay all of those. So it really is, you know, without exaggeration, it's mobile studio without compromise.
And I'm sure other manufacturers will copy this, but we have to say that you would have thought that technology like this would cost you probably £100 at least, and it doesn't.
So the normal price for this is $37.99, which is a lot for an iOS app, an Apple app, but not a lot for what you're getting. At the moment in America, it's Labor Day weekend, Labor Day public holiday on Monday, so up until certainly this weekend, and I think Monday as well, but don't leave it till Monday if you want this. It's half price, so it's, £18.99. Bargain.
Okay, remind me of the name one more time.
It's Auria, A-U-R-I-A, and it's from Wave Machine Labs. Auria Pro from Wave Machine Labs.
Nice one. Very finally, and in a minute if we can do it, Lenovo's latest tablet computer can do something really, really special.
Okay, so instead of having imagine a normal laptop computer that opens up, but instead of having a keyboard on it, there's a black pad, which is pressure sensitive. What can you do with that? Well, you press a button, it turns into a keyboard, and you type on the image of the keyboard that appears on the black pad. But if you put a paper notepad on it, just a normal paper notepad and write on it with a pen, in addition to writing on the paper, it's like a carbon copy. It produces an electronic carbon copy which goes straight into the computer, which you can then email to other people or keep without having to keep files and files of paper.
That's a cool bit of kit, Fevzi. Thank you for that. What's it called?
Oh, it's called the Lenovo Yoga.
Thank you, Fevzi, very much. If anybody wants to get in touch with you, because I know you're always open to this, and ask you a tech question or run something past you, how do they do that?
Also, I have no friends, so hit me up on Twitter, @GadgetDetective.
You got me for one, Fevzi.
Oh, bless.
Have a lovely week. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Fevzi Turkout back here in 1 week from now. Comprehensive coverage of everything here on BBC.